Let's go.
Hi.
Hi. This is Two Jews and a Wannabe.
Woo, because we have a website now and we're cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh my God. I can't believe.
This is our first.
This is our first, like,
first thing where we know that there's more than nobody listening to us.
Or more than, like, the moderators on the site that are like, ooh, we must monitor this for content. Although they probably don't do that.
Or, like, before we were just recording ourselves and being like, wow, no one's ever going to hear this.
And now we can't say
that our fan will like that because we have more than one.
What? Oh, my God. Isn't that nuts?
That's cool. All
like, right. That's seriously crazy.
Apparently, some of you are having trouble distinguishing our voices, so we're going to reintroduce ourselves. So pay attention.
You can't order our listeners around.
So then we're going to go around in a circle and introduce ourselves now.
That was Leah.
Thanks. I'm Leah. I'm the coolest one here.
I am Maury, and I'm the second coolest here.
So that leaves me, Stacy, to be the third coolest one here, all things considered, that makes me a total geek. Which I don't mind, and I'm the one who does all the tech stuff on the website, so I'm the one who does, like, the funny little posts. Hey, thank you! I'm the one who found us the website, I'm the one who...
You're also the one who was forcing us to podcast.
Yeah, so now we're very grateful, and we love you, and I'm still the coolest one here.
All right, onto the agenda.
But just so you know, you all are communicating with me. I'm the voice.
And the other two, because
we're also here.
Well, yeah, I know. But
all right, on to the agenda.
Okay, yes, on to the agenda.
All right, so...
And you guys know the password.
No, we don't.
Don't say the password, Lee.
I don't know the password.
I told you guys the password.
No,
you remember?
Didn't. You didn't tell us.
I did. I saw it.
All right, well, anyway, we're not going to solve it now, so...
Let's...
Okay. All right, they didn't see that.
I don't care.
Okay, anyway. Wow. I did a gesture, just so you know.
It was the one that Ross from Friends does to quiet down. One of his annoying habits.
It's like both hands and one is slightly above the other. It's like, could you bring it down a notch? And it's like...
And it's really
I've actually never seen this. My impression is completely secondhand.
All right, so now we're going to talk about the list.
Yes, now we are. Or talk about things on the list.
Except I'm going to start by saying that I died on Tuesday night because I went to go see Dave Matthews. And for those of you who have been listening and following, know that I love Dave Matthews. Like, oh my God, I love him. So, I went to his concert in Toronto at the Molson Amphitheatre, and he was amazing, and I love him. And I have a couple shout-outs because I saw a ton of people there, like, literally, like...
Millions.
Like, every one of my friends was at that concert, and I saw a whole bunch of people who I haven't seen in a very long time. So my first three shout-outs are to people who I know are not listening. Dave, Boyd, and Matisse Yahoo, who opened. He's really cool. I love all three of you. And here we go with my big, long shout-out. Carson, Michelle, Becca, Jeremy, Ari and his father, Jordan, Sean, Josh, Brendan, Lucas, Nathan, Sasha, Caleb, Becky, Evan, Sarah, and the girl from the gym. Whew, if I forgot you, I still love you, but I was high on Dave. Word.
Were most of those people Jews?
Actually, like, I would say about 75% of people on that list were Jews. Like all of Dave's following in Canada is Jewish, like 95% of it. Like, you walked around.
Well,
and
so, do you think most of them are boys or girls? Of that, 95%.
I don't know.
Because if they're boys, then, like, 60% of his following Canada is circumcised.
Oh, my goodness.
I really want to write him a fan message that says that. Yeah. If you know that 60% of your following in Canada is circumcised, you'd be like, wow, I'm grateful that you enlightened me.
Maybe Dave's circumcised.
I would like to find out, actually. I would like to be the one who would find out. Like,
well, I assume his wife and a few other ladies know.
What if I found out?
I'd be sad. I don't think I could talk to you again. Like, that friendship would be over.
Well, that sucks for you.
Yeah, but I would have gotten laid.
Shit. Oh. That's true.
And I would have been massively jealous.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to have sex with him, so you're in the clear.
Thank you.
I don't want to have sex with him.
Steve Matthews, if you're out there, there's a girl in Canada who wants you.
Several.
Yeah, probably more than one.
Well,
more
probably. Come contact me first.
Maybe hundreds.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But,
okay. Speaking of
Dave Matthews.
Yeah. Onto, he has a lot of Freud.
And oh!
And so do Stacey and I.
Yeah!
So, this week is Pride Week in Hamilton.
It is Pride Week.
Woohoo! So, So tomorrow being Saturday, there's the big parade, and Stacey and I are going to go down there after the parade, though, because I have to work before that.
Yeah. And I'm going to be sleeping, which is work in itself.
And on Wednesday, I went to a symposium on why it's important to keep Pride alive.
Pride alive!
And it was really good. It was really informative. There was, like, 10 speakers, and they were talking. One of them was talking about how gay men are not allowed to donate blood in Canada.
That's horrible. Yeah. That's really horrible, because if it is, like, 10% of the population... And then
we
really
actually,
not
we
sure.
We actually figured that out in the car that like 10% of the population cannot donate.
Okay, so 10% of the population. Let's say half of the 10% are gay men. So that would be 1.5 million people in Canada are not allowed to donate blood.
It's ridiculous.
And let's say that like a third of them actually would.
Hang on a second.
Can we go downstairs?
Okay, pause this.
Okay. Well, we're gonna pause it. Just one sec.
Okay.
So
here
we are
back.
We're relocated.
Yeah.
What was it? 1.8 million?
No, 1.5, I calculated it. Because there's 32 million people in Canada-ish.
Which is the size of California. I just like to point out there are just as many people in all of Canada as there are in
California. What? There are 25 million people in Mexico City. That's more than, like, the St. Lawrence area.
When you think about it, like, in terms of people who have power over people, Arnold Schwarzenegger has... about the same amount of power as the Prime Minister of Canada.
Holy crap.
That's not cool.
Oh, that is so
the
not cool.
The governator.
But Australia, Shazza, hi. Shout
hi.
Out. Hi, Shazza.
Hi, Shazza.
Australia only has, I think, 20 million or so. I think it's 22 or 26 million people. And for the, like, number of, like, gold medals that they win, like, they have amazing, amazing talent output.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay, Australia.
Yeah, Australia.
I really want to go to Australia one day.
Me too. There's actually a Manic Street Preachers song called Australia, and it's pretty cool.
Cool.
It is cool beans.
Sweet.
The Manic Street Preachers are a sweet band.
Cool.
Who we used on a podcast.
Yeah, we used on a podcast.
Which is up. So listen to it if you haven't already. Which you probably have. www.twojewsandawannabe.podomatic.com.
Or two Jews and Wannabe at... Podomatic.com?
Two Jews in the Wannabe at Podomatic.com. Is that our
email?
Is our
email address?
Yeah.
Alright. Anyway, okay, so back to Pride. Yes. So also at the symposium, there was this woman, they were talking a lot about how, seniors who are gay, they aren't really, nothing's been, like, done for them, like, there's no clubs for them, like, they're just talking about how they have a hard time. And there was this one woman who was 58, and she was talking about...
She's not a senior. She's middle-aged.
For them, they say that gay people who are 55 and up are considered seniors.
I know. Oh, seniors in the community.
Yeah,
okay.
The community.
Not, like, senior citizens.
The community.
She can't have her bus pass yet.
she was talking about how when she was 15, her parents put her in the hospital, and she, like, couldn't figure out why. And she had, I forget how many, but, like, something like 20 shock treatments.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And she kept asking her mom why she was in the hospital, and her mom wouldn't tell her. And then 7 months later, when she got out of the hospital, she knew that when she went back to school, people would ask why she was away for a year. So her mom told her just to tell them that she had a nervous breakdown. And she was like, what's a nervous breakdown?
That's horrible.
I know.
Well, I don't understand why they put her in the hospital.
Because she's a lesbian.
Oh, okay. See, wow. I was just looking at the level when I went, oh, okay.
And it's like
huge.
A big blob of blue.
It's a huge
and then when she
blue.
Did that again, because
we're
like
finally
half
using Audacity.
Yeah,
finally, which is what everybody who podcasts use.
And because everybody does it, and then we have to do it too. Because
no, it's
we
just
follow
it's,
the crowd.
Well, see, but we can actually edit with this, which is nice.
That is nice.
How do we? Have, okay.
Or and by yeah. We I mean me, because I'm the one again who handles
Stacey's
the tech stuff.
The techie.
And I love being the techie. Just to say,
just to clarify,
I don't. No, not just to clarify, but just to let you know that I'm cool with that. I don't mind doing
okay,
the work.
That's cool.
That's good, because if you were to give it to me to do, I'd be like, and what do I do with this, and what does this button do, and I have no idea what I'm doing.
And I would be like, no, thank you.
Harold also may not be able
that's
to
That's true. Harold's my
hack
computer.
It.
He's dying.
So I'm excited.
And he has been for 15 years.
He's not that
that old.
He's like, how old is it?
Like, well,
14.
No, no. We got him like 4 years ago, but since then we have gotten a completely new hard drive into him.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's just memory though. It doesn't really have
no,
anything
but it,
to do with
it
upgrades.
Slows down the computer though.
What does?
Yeah,
and it happened with my computer. We got it used to be like reasonably fast, and then we got Microsoft Office XP, and
we have XP too.
Just went crazy bad.
Yeah, XP isn't a great operating system anyway. I mean, they say the best one is Linux, which is... Yeah, I know. Nobody's ever heard of it because it's
heard of it.
Okay.
I haven't.
Well,
that's
Leah
how much
gave
of a
me a
techie I am.
Pondering look. And it's the best operating system, but a lot of people don't like it because they don't make, like, any games for it. But actually, LimeWire you can get for Linux, and MSN probably.
That's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
It's cool, but I don't know.
But
if
nobody cares.
Will think it's cool. So anyway, because
we have listeners now.
Yay! Okay, and so tomorrow there's like a booth, like lots of booths and stuff at Pride. And Stacey and I are gonna go,
and it's gonna be so much fun.
It's gonna be sweet.
And I'm gonna read Harry Potter while they're there. Not that I have anything against Pride Week. I'm just getting up at noon to go downtown and.
I have to work tomorrow.
Gay.
So.
Anyway, next topic. Ass bread.
Ass bread.
Alright. So
we should have like a definition of it. Ass bread.
Ass bread. Noun.
Bread of Eastside Mario's that they serve on
Tell the story.
Alright, so there was this one I was in a youth group in high school. It was called Tasty. And it was great fun. Yeah.
Tasty.
Stacey actually said that she took a sip of my coffee, and
yes,
it is tasty coffee.
Actually, I really disagree.
Anyways,
I know, I said that too. I said,
Anyways, so we did a program every year where we would go to one of the plazas in Dundas, and it has an Eastside Mario's and a bowling alley in it, so we would go bowling in the for dinner.
Everything that you need in
everything
life.
Everything that you need in life, bowling and Eastside Mario's. Anyways, so for those of you who have never been to Eastside Mario's, there's unlimited salad and bread with your meal, so...
As long as you get a certain entree.
As long as you get, yeah, like a pasta entree, pretty much. And anyway, so we...
Those cheap fucking Italians.
Who's talking?
Yeah. Actually, I'm not cheap, though. I'm
you're
Italian,
not cheap.
But I'm not
you're,
cheap.
You're Italian, though, and we're Jewish, but not cheap.
I'm cheap.
But you're not cheap to the point of, like, I'm not paying for this slice of tomato, because...
Yeah, that's true.
My dad is fucking cheap.
All right, anyways, ask me.
Yet another person who can't
so,
listen to our podcast.
So, this guy, Steve, who was a very interesting character, just started cutting the bread. Like, the bread comes in little brown paper bags. So we start cutting it through the bread, and we're like, Steve.
You mean through the bag?
Through the bag, yeah. Steve, what are you doing? And he's like, well, they take the cloth that they use to clean the chairs, and then they clean the brick that you cut the bread on with it. So, like, it's ass bread. And we're like, he was, like, touching the whole, like, the inside of the bread. Like, he was touching it all with his hands. And, like, frankly, I don't want to know where his hands have been. He's just that kind of a guy.
So. He seems clean. He's just really annoying.
Anyways.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust it. So, we're like, so Steve... We're not getting ass bread, we're getting, like, finger bread with you. And he's like, I don't get it. And so it's been a running joke that we call Eastside Mario bread ass bread. Because...
And now, like, even...
Even Stacey and Marissa, even though they weren't there, find it funny.
Oh, yeah. God.
It's, like, our story now,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's a collective story.
Yeah,
pretty much. What other collective stories do we have?
I don't know. We have a lot, though. Well, not
we
a
have,
lot, but we
do.
Have a bunch of them.
Pretty yeah,
much.
We do.
Yeah, ass bread's really tasty.
It is pretty tasty.
Although I find when Eastside's first opened, it was a lot tastier.
Yeah,
it was more garlicky. It was more garlicky.
Yeah.
Not just like bread.
Now it's just like bread.
Yeah.
But it's good bread.
Mm,
it's good bread.
It's tasty bread. And
tasty bread.
Yeah, tasty ass bread. And the ass bread tonight was actually really, really good.
It was really good tonight.
Me and Leah commented, and we're talking about the fact that
it
the ass bread was
exceptional
good.
Ass bread tonight.
Exceptional ass bread tonight. It's crazy.
I had a pretty good dinner, too. I had a piece of gourmet pizza.
Ooh. Oh, I thought you were going to say gourmet ass bread.
It's like, whoa.
Fucking cool.
And then at work, my coworker and friend Gavin bought chips and taco dip, which is made in the store, and we ate it.
Mm.
Cool. Yeah.
And we stole some candy.
Yeah.
Actually, I gave
we air quotations stole the candy. We put in a penny in it.
Instead of a dime.
Instead of a dime.
I actually paid the full 10 cents.
Ooh, you're an honest one.
And you only took one rocket?
No, that's a lie. I took five. So that's two cents each.
Whatever.
You know, it's better than nothing. And probably that's a heck of a lot more than it costs to manufacture them. That's
and true. A hell of a lot more than everybody at work pays.
Yeah.
See, if A&P were usually, like a respectable company, I would feel kind of bad.
Yeah, but no.
It's usually like penny, handful.
Penny to handful ratio.
Yeah. Pretty
much. Oh, it's funny.
And with some people, like, five handfuls.
Oh, man.
Like, sometimes people's aprons are bulging with candy.
Oh, my God. You can't do that when you work at a record store. And nor would I, because...
Like, to put CDs in your apron?
No.
And, like, walk out with shifty eyes.
That I don't wear. And that, like... Mike is, like, such a cool boss that...
He is. Respect yeah. him. You wouldn't want to steal
no.
from him.
No. Like, see, that's the thing about Mike, is that he builds loyalty among his employees. And if you
employee...
Do, well, I mean, like, look at Guy. He worked for him for, like,
oh, really?
13 years. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he worked for him for a long time, and he's still friends with Mike, and, you know, he treats you like a human being, whereas A&P, I've got it on good authority, a.k.a. Maury,
yeah.
that they, not so much.
No, not so much.
No, not so much.
Anyway, to stop bad-mouthing the place where I work.
See, even I like Mike, though.
Yeah, Mike,
yeah,
cool. I didn't really like cool. him before I started working there. I found him really cold and standoffish.
Well, yeah, he can kind of be like that at first, if only because, you know, he's quite reserved, mm. but he's actually, like, he's a really, really decent guy.
He really is.
So, yeah. In short, we love Mike.
Yeah, we love Mike.
Mike, heart you're you. Out there, you're awesome.
Heart right. you, Mike. Love you.
Okay, now that we've done a shout-out to Mike.
No. We're gonna, can we save the shout-outs for the end?
Okay.
Just but I segued so nicely.
I know. You did segue really nicely. And you know what?
Like
listeners,
you
take note because that was an awesome segue, but we're not using that right now.
Oh, fine.
We'll come back to it.
Yeah, we'll come back to it. So.
So I'll find a better segue.
Yeah. Chair dancing.
I don't know.
I'm supposed to wait for you to find a better segue.
No.
I don't know about you. AKA having a dance party in your chair.
So, you know, when, you know, there's, like, a song that plays.
And your hips start moving in
and
the
your
chair.
And your head kind of bobs.
And you're sitting in the
you
chair.
Don't bother to get out of your chair to dance. You just dance
I'm
in chair your
chair. I'm chair dancing right now, but it looks like I'm
Except
you're down.
Except,
stuff.
Except you're not in a chair.
I'm floor dancing.
Ooh. I've got in cars in my head.
Yeah.
Like car dancing.
Do, 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 do.
Oh, or oh. car dancing.
Do, 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 do. In cars. Boom, boom.
Ba-bum, ba-bum.
At Stacey's rendition of In Cars.
Oh, which is
bravo,
so
bravo.
Why do I sing on every single podcast?
You know, because it's your thing.
You know what? Oh, when God. I first saw the list and it said chair dancing on it, not that I don't help make the list, but I was at work when the list was made today,
yeah.
I thought you meant chair dancing, like Britney Spears chair dancing.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Stronger. I was this close
I'm
to singing.
Stronger.
Ew.
Today. Blah, 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 dude.
I actually kind of liked that song.
I don't. The only Britney Spears song I don't mind is
Toxic.
Toxic.
They ripped off Alias so bad for that video,
Why?
And that
oh,
that made
go.
Me hate it and love it because it was so much. Leah's just like, what the hell are you talking about,
Stacey?
She's so disappointed in me in this moment,
girls.
Stacey, you are never allowed to complain about me talking about Dave Matthews or
Gord. I don't know when did I complain.
I don't know. Well, you're never allowed to say anything about my taste in music ever again. Because then I'll just be like, Britney Spears, what? And you'll be like,
ah, you have guilty pleasures too, and that's the only
name
song.
One.
I believe you have a couple Backstreet Boys albums.
Had,
thanks.
Had, got rid of them, not a fan anymore.
And what, you know, wait, you had a rap album, was it like Nelly? you like Shaggy, that's who you like. You like Shaggy, don't think I don't know about that CD.
I did like Shaggy, and I had a Ja Rule CD and a Jay-Z CD, because I was hardcore back
so
in the day.
I
was ghetto, back in grade 6, I thought that I was like from the Bronx or something.
From the
Bronx!
You know who my guilty pleasure is?
Who?
Blink-182.
They're awesome.
They're actually not that bad.
I know, and I'm glad that they're my only guilty pleasure.
You don't have Ja Rule or Dizzy to back you up on that one, do you?
Let's see. What other guilty
they're
pleasures do I have in music? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm just embarrassed. For the record, I don't like them anymore. That was back in the day.
So they're not really guilty pleasures.
I don't even have Toxic downloaded, and I wouldn't download it now because I don't like it that much anymore.
I wouldn't download it. I wouldn't download
download music?
Oh my god, that's a shock.
Actually, me downloading music usually leads to me getting albums, so...
That's good. I like it when people do that.
The recording industry,
remember, they make all their make all their money from concert sales, anyway.
Well, the artists do, but the record companies don't. The record companies
actually...
So, I don't
care about the record companies.
I know, as you shouldn't, because they treat...
People like
artists.
Shite.
Yeah,
well, not, you know, not all of them treat everyone like shite.
No, no, no. The independent labels are really good. You'll get about, like, $5 or $6 if you're on an independent label from every CD that you sell.
Cool.
So, I'm running low on disk space.
Hmm. That's important for you to know.
Actually, it is, because we might not be able to fit this on if I don't clear it off. So, I'm just going to pause this and take some shit off my computer. Be right back.
Alright,
we're back.
And we're back.
We're talking about chair dancing.
Chair dancing. Yeah. We haven't gotten on to e-flirting yet, so...
Well, way to give away!
Oh, no! I gave it away!
Spoiler!
Let's move on to e-flirting.
But you're not, because we love you.
Let's move on to e-flirting.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure what you meant by that, so why don't you take it away?
Did I... Are you serious? I didn't explain it to you?
You mean, like, cybering?
No. Well, no. I don't... There's... No.
Wow, that was a very long-winded no.
That was
possibly the most long-winded no I've ever heard.
That was a very indecisive no. It was like,
maybe no, maybe not.
They heard it.
I'm
saying it again.
That's so unnecessary.
So is your life.
You're a horrible, horrible person. Thanks for coming out. So,
closet. Because I'm happy that she's gone. I think that she's got a happier life now that she's out of the closet.
That's very true.
I like being panned.
Yeah, but not critically panned. Ha! You know, panned by the critics. You've heard this expression, right? You just don't. Okay, slow clap. All right, so that's why has the slow clap replaced the nodge?
Slow clapping.
Because slow clapping is the shit.
But everybody slow claps. Not everybody nodges.
Whatever.
Okay,
so
let's move on.
We stole nodging.
Do we have to
follow
the crowd?
Yeah, I know, but I like nodging.
You're in my personal bubble.
Leah's being rolled over right now.
I rolled over on her. I've just been violated in a way that I can't understand.
Roll over Beethoven.
That you can. I touched your back with my back.
Oh my god.
Now you understand that I touched your back with my back. I understand. I meant express.
Oh my god. We are so ridiculous.
I've noticed that, like, this coffee, even though it's super, super, super weak, but I don't mind.
Not that I'm not grateful for the coffee, but it sucks, but I like it, kind of.
Anyways, I'm more like Gilmore. You know the way I roll. Anyway, so...
Leah isn't actually Lorelai Gilmore, so don't start calling her Lorelai. Her name is Leah.
Except I drink a ton of
Leah
coffee,
Rachel.
And I, talk.
No, it's
all
really
fast.
Is that why you're so not vertically challenged?
What do you mean?
Because you drank a lot of coffee? Is that why you're vertically challenged?
Actually,
I didn't drink a lot as a kid. I drank recently.
Like, every time I went over to my dad's, which was every other weekend, I would have a cafe latte.
Cool.
That my nonna would make me. And she still makes them for me, and they're so good. So I've been drinking coffee, and I'm the tallest one here.
That's not saying much, though.
No, it's
Stacey?
Not. Hey, I am Stacey? An inch above the average American woman's height.
What's the average American woman's height?
5'4".
Yay, I'm average.
Number one. number one, pickle to both of you.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'4".
I'm 5'3".
And we did clarify what pickle was, right?
I'm below average. I don't like that.
No, it's okay.
Today, someone was making fun of my height at work, so I said, hey, I'm average. And he's like, I really didn't need to know that. I'm like, but I'm above average and everything else.
Aww. Oh. Please tell me it was Scott.
No, it was Gavin, the guy you met.
Hi, Gavin.
Hi, Gavin.
My scone.
My scone.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
Look at that. Like, when we did that, like,
it was like our levels
like,
are
music.
Huge. It's like solid blue. Except
I'm
not.
Sorry if your ears fall out after this podcast.
Or fall off.
Let's take it down a notch.
Let's
calm down. That was the Ross.
Okay, so e-flirting.
Okay, volume. So I've signed up on OkCupid, which is not actually to find any kind of romantic
encounter. Same with me when I signed
encounter.
Up.
When I'm signed, not signed up.
When, well, don't I signed up just to take quizzes.
Yeah, me too. That's what I did.
On my online journal, which I'm not giving the address out.
Why not?
Because I don't want them all reading my online journal.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I've gotten actually... I think I've been signed up... How long have I been signed up for? About a week and a half?
Sure.
So, anyway, in that
and
time...
And she forced me, when I was over, to look at people's profiles.
It's fun!
It's not fun. She's like, can we look? I'm like, when we're desperate for fun. And then an hour later, she's like, are we desperate for fun yet?
I said, hey, Maury, I'm desperate for fun.
There's actually... my neighbor from residence this year started a group on Facebook called Internet Junkies Anonymous, and I think that it could do you some good space. Really think it could.
I'm a Facebook junkie now that I signed
everyone
up.
Yeah, everybody is. Is a for junkie. Like the first week that you sign up for Facebook,
that's
it's
all
like,
you do.
Oh my god, Facebook, I love this. Like, blah, 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 blah. And you just like, you're adding friends, joining groups, and it's crazy.
I'm on there, and like, I don't even know what I do. I just keep clicking like my profile, my friends, and looking at my friends' profiles, and like, not doing anything.
It's so true. That's exactly
I like
what
looking
you do.
Down the list. And be like, wow, I have 239 friends.
If you don't know.
I have like 20 friends.
If you don't know, Facebook is kind of like the university college equivalent of MySpace. MySpace!
Facebook!
Oh, we're such losers.
I know.
That's okay because
it's wild
people
and
find our loser niche funny, so it's alright.
Maybe not after this episode because it was like, I think we maxed out our loser factor.
Yeah, I think
in
we
this
did
episode.
Too. And sorry if you respect us less.
Why are we apologizing?
I don't know.
And by the way,
we're
I'm
Canadian.
New.
That's what we do.
Yeah, that's what we do. Moose jaw.
How we roll.
Yep.
What's with you saying how we roll?
She's from Thornhill.
Actually, I picked that up when I was hanging out with Taylor and Kirk last year. They always said, that's how we roll, and I was like, all right. So
I say that sometimes.
You're black, I guess, but they're not.
I don't think you can...
Because they're from Dundas.
Actually, they're from, like, Linden.
Which is, like, the country. So Dundas is, like, pretty tiny, pretty boons,
and
but
like,
Linden.
Linden is actually country.
Yeah.
Anyways, on the radio when I was going to pick up Marissa this morning... they were saying how the LCBO had a record year last year, and beer sales went up in the LCBO 42% last year.
What?
And I said, well, Taylor and Kirk turned 19. That explains it.
Our class graduated. Might have something to do with it. So back to e-flirting, if I may. May
you
I?
You may.
Yes. Okay.
You're not allowed to. Stop.
Unnecessary. Nodge. Oh man!
I just snorted.
I heard it. I didn't catch it.
I was about to point it out, then you do it. So e-flirting.
Yeah. So I've gotten like random instant messages from people. I've gotten
on OkCupid.
Yeah, like 5 times
nod.
Now. From
nod, not nod. I was just nodding a lot, so I thought I'd tell you that I was nodding.
Okay, well that wasn't confusing. So let's move on.
Your face was really confused.
I wasn't confused, I followed that.
I didn't follow.
Okay, anyway.
But I'm slow.
Anyway.
Yep, okay, so.
You ride the special bus to school?
You like urged me to go on with the story and then you interrupt me as I'm about to start speaking again.
That's the beauty of this.
of me being me is that you can interrupt me and I won't react.
We love you.
I know.
Okay, go.
All right.
Your hair is tickling my arm.
Am I ever going to get to tell the story? No.
Okay, Stacey's turn. Stacey's turn.
It's Stacey can have the talking stick.
The microphone?
Tell the story.
I'm ever
don't
gonna...
move the mic.
No, okay. Don't move the mic. Stop.
Sorry, I moved the mic and
now
it
makes noise
me.
And people are going to be annoying. But that's okay.
Sorry.
That's
it's my
okay.
Fault. It's my fault.
Your scone.
I'm not actually scone. The hills are live. Sound of music.
Music.
All right. Now.
Okay, Stacey.
Now we've all got the giggles.
Now we have no more fans.
Everybody stopped listening. But a minute ago.
actually about 30 minutes ago, but that's okay.
I like how we haven't even hit 30 minutes yet.
Whatever. Oh. They stopped before they listened to this episode. They knew it was going to be that
Yeah, they're like, this is just going to keep going down.
We've reached our peak.
All right, let's, okay, we should actually try and not just talk. Yes. So, e-flirting. So I've gotten instant messages from a lot of random people. This one French guy yesterday at work.
Was his name Pierre?
No.
Or Jean-Claude.
It was Joshua, 44. So sorry, Joshua, 44, if anybody stalks you over OkCupid, but you can kiss my ass. Because he...
Maybe
seriously,
he
seriously, like, the cheesiest pickup line.
What did he say?
He was like, what are you up to? I was like, just talking to some people online. And he was like, Okay. I got lost in looking at the screen.
Wait, is he France French or Quebec French?
No, he's France French. He's from Nantes or however it's pronounced.
If you want to tell your story, then tell your story.
All right, I'm working on it. Okay, so he was like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "Ah, blah blah blah, talking to people online." And I was like, "So what are you up to?" Trying to make polite conversation. And he was like, "Waiting for you." I was like, "Oh, what?" Okay, waiting for me to what? Like, I don't understand. And he was like, waiting for you to tell me what to do. Or something like that.
Oh my god.
And I was like, And it was pretty creepy. And so
I'm creeped out on your behalf.
I ended the conversation with him. It was a very bitchy remark.
What'd you say?
He was like, do you have MSN? I was like, yes, not that it's any of your business. And he was like, okay, bye. And I was like, cool beans. And the day before, actually, I'm certain that I shared this with you, but some, like, I get the most random people IMing me. It's so weird. This girl from Puerto Rico one day.
Puerto Rico?
Because it's Puerto Rico.
Okay.
No. Well, that's...
You're so white.
Whatever.
It's Tijuana. Mom, you're so white.
Tijuana. That's a fun word to say. Anyway, so there was this one girl from...
I'm kind of tired.
Excuse me, I'm trying to tell my story.
Sorry, so Leah's just breathing heavily.
There was this...
I'm in the midst of falling asleep.
Oh my goodness. God. Okay.
Well, that bodes well.
Drink more coffee. You've only had like half a cup.
Half a cup of my weak coffee that's drink making it, me more hyper than non-tired.
Anyway, this podcast is such a boring one.
Oh, jeez. All right, so... This girl from Atlanta, Georgia, who is bisexual and aged, I don't remember, in her 20s or something, messaged me. In her 20s.
Oh, I thought you said in her 20s instead of, like, mid-20s.
Oh, my God. In her 20s. No, outer 20s.
Can we call it that now? Like,
no. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, which means that I'm going to have to start
like,
doing
inner
it.
Inner is earlier than outer is.
Okay. So I saw this woman at Curves today. She was in her inner 60s.
Good example. Because, you know, they had no idea what we were talking about.
Well, great. They do now.
Yeah, they do now. All right. Anyway, moving on. So, I was like, because I had gotten a lot of IMs. Not a lot, but like
you're
six
so
or
popular.
Seven. Oh, shut up. Okay. So,
just complimenting
and like,
you.
And like a private message from this one guy. He didn't IM me. He private messaged me. And he was like, please respond soon. And kind of like a bitchy way. And I was like, so I deleted it. And he wasn't all that cute, so. Uh-huh. I didn't keep that one. Anyway.
Wait, what were we talking about the girl from Georgia?
Well, she was bisexual. In her 20s. I was like, so, in her inner 20s. In her 20s? I hardly know her. In her... Okay.
Class.
See,
we've
the energy to actually clap anymore.
Okay, anyway. So, I was like, out of curiosity... Why did you IM me? Because I was like, why am I getting these instant messages? Like, I knew that my profile was kind of...
shit. That's why.
Well, you know, she said something relatively complimentary, and so...
What'd she say?
Well, she said, I don't... It'll sound like I'm bragging.
I'll say it.
But anyways, so bottom line is I got hit on by a girl on OkCupid.
It took you 10 minutes to say that.
It took me 10 minutes! And it would have taken me probably about 6 had I not been interrupted 14 bazillion times.
Well, you shouldn't let yourself be interrupted.
Oh. I option? What option do I have?
Just keep talking.
I don't let myself be interrupted.
That's true, you don't.
I have actually, on a side note, I want my 10 minutes back.
Oh. Can we, like, hey, look, there's a bird named Segway. Shoutouts!
Shoutouts! Okay, so we have some to our fans. This is so exciting. Okay, because we have, well, not fans, listeners, I suppose.
No, they're probably fans. They're fans.
You could be a fan. We don't know.
Maybe.
Anyway. So the first one is Adam Park. But you're not getting a big shout out because we gave you a huge one last
time. Yeah, you had a huge shout out.
I do want to say, because you're cool, that I enjoy the pop tabs and I would not like to be cut off. So keep the pop tabs coming. Keep drinking your pop and keep the pop tabs coming.
Wow, you're encouraging people to drink pop.
Well, no, the rest of anyways.
The rest of you don't drink pop, just Adam. Okay, and then to Chazza.
Chazza, who I actually talked to on Skype yesterday.
Cool.
Yeah, and she's the
so
one who's been, like...
So was that you who added her to Skype?
Yeah, no. Place. I'm the only one out of us, I imagine, who has Skype.
No. I mean, because in her comment, she's like, is that you, Stacey, who added
me? Okay. Yeah. Oh, no, Stacey. I thought she was like, have you added me to Skype yet? And I was like, yeah, I have. You're never on. And and so I private messaged her on the Planet boards yesterday, and she was like, I just got your message. And I was like, cool. And so we talked for a while, and she's pretty cool.
That's cool.
So,
cool.
And she's also Australian, which is also a cool factor by like a million points.
It does.
Yeah. Alright, so hello to Chazza.
Hello to
Chazza. Hi,
Chazza. And Sarah is a listener. Sarah with no H, and I know a Sarah with no H, also that I went to university with. Who cool. Both of you guys met. And by both of you guys, I mean Maury and Leah, not both of our listeners.
Even though
we have more than two. Yeah.
Hi,
which
Sarah.
Is awesome. Hi, Sarah. And so I took a bit of a
listen. I feel like we're in Romper Room.
I see Adam and Chazza and Sarah.
Wait, I don't know what Romper Room is.
What?
Oi! Oi!
Oi! Oi! Oi! So this is the Two Jews and a Wannabe show.
All right, next,
I was one Jew and the
and
wannabe.
And I see KT.
There
was actually
was on the boards.
Girl who it was hello in my astronomy class. And
Katie, hi, how you doing?
Her name was Katie, but she like on everything she wrote KT.
Oh, that's cool.
KT.
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 So
we hired you.
Should we tell that story?
Okay.
No.
Why do you always say that? Now they're going to be like, tell me the story.
We'll finish the shout-outs, and then I'll tell the story, and then we'll get going, because it's 40 minutes already.
Okay, so we have Elka! Elka! I'm so excited that you listen to our podcast! Okay, I'm going to stop freaking out about that now, but I'm so excited that you listen
to our
podcast.
She totally is freaking out about it.
Too. Yeah,
and she's got the freak-out face.
Like, I'm so excited, because, like, I love the Planet Cast, and... It was just so cool that you listened. And all right, I'm going to stop gushing. All right,
and then there's Brian C.
No, it's not Brian C. It's just Brian. In parentheses. See, I was going to put something in parentheses, and then I forgot to actually put in the sentence and the other parentheses. So
now it just looks like Brian C.
That's Brian C. How you doing? No, but it's
how
Brian.
How you doing?
That's his nickname now, Brian C.
Who has a songwriting podcast. On Podomatic as well. And he instant messaged me at the inception of Two Jews and a Wannabe, but I didn't know how to get to it.
Oh,
and
well,
now
thank
I know.
You for it.
Yes.
Thank you.
And he welcomed us. And so, Brian, thank you. And he was the guy who wanted to, who didn't quite understand our podcast. And this really is not going to help. This one is...
There's nothing to understand. We just talk in a microphone, and like, actually, Stacey and I were talking about this yesterday. Like, if you were to like pin microphones on us all day, like, this would be what you would hear.
Yeah, this is what
this
we would
is
sound
actually
like.
How we talk.
Yeah, this one was a bit convoluted though. So sorry about that.
Because we were trying to keep on track. And
yeah,
it's
sorry, Ryan.
Not working. Oh my goodness.
Okay.
We should probably apologize to the listeners collectively.
No, whatevs.
Whatever.
Whatever. Whatever. They don't want to listen to it. They don't have to.
All right. Who else do
but
we
please
shout out?
We so feel loved.
Anna, if you have listened to any of the podcasts / attempt to, because I know you wanted to update your computer. You know who you are, and happy fucking 19th birthday.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday, Anna.
I miss you, Anna. You're cool.
Who is not one of our internet
she's a real
bound
fan.
Fans. She's one that we know.
Yeah.
She's one that we've met face to face.
We know personally.
Okay, so.
And, oh wait, there's other people who listen to it, that we know. I'm just trying to think, why didn't I write them down? Yeah, I've given people a bunch
of. Alright, so once again, if you would like.
And Karen Jones, you know who you are, and I would just like to say hi, and congratulations on, I think this is day six. So
yay!
How are you? And I would to say, what's something in Spanish?
I don't know.
Oh damn it!
Hola, señora, no tiene no pantalones. That means hi, sir. Take off your pants.
What is it?
It's hola, señora, no tiene no pantalones, and it means hi, sir. Take off your pants. Or so someone told me.
And the. I know a little bit of Spanish from a Beck song, and it's que putas, because I don't know.
Nodge.
That's the way I like
Nodge.
Nodge.
All right. So once again, if you would like a shout out, or if you would like just to say hi, or if you want to write something and want us to read it on the air, I'm just giving you your options.
Okay. Yeah, we would love to hear from you.
Yeah, we really want to hear from
two
you.
twojewsandawannabe.podomatic.com
or twojewsandawannabe
at podomatic.com
or .podomatic.com.
No.
That's the website address.
Did I say that already?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So.
Thanks, though.
Because that's our email address is twojewsandawannabe@podomatic.com.
I said that, though, right?
You said that, and then you gave the web address.
Anyways, so
because Stacey was about to tell the KK story, I'll tell it, and then I think we should probably start.
Yeah. Well, actually, we're only about a minute over.
Okay,
so
but anyway.
Anyways, so at camp, the director, his name is Ron. He's not the coolest of people. We're not such big fans on staff. anyways,
ouch.
And the assistant director name is Karen Collins, aka KK, and she's really cool. I really like her. So, at the end of camp, like, the last night that the campers are there, both sessions, because there's two of them, we have, like, a slideshow, and then we do all the thank yous, like, thank you to the campers for coming to camp, thank you to the counselors for making such camp such a great summer, thank you to the kitchen staff and the nurses and every single person that we could possibly thank. And so, Ron was thanking KK, and it was taking KK a while to come up to the front of the room, because after KK gets her shout-out, she gives a shout-out to Ron. So, it was taking KK about... like 5 minutes to walk to the front of the room. So Ron, being cool, he was trying to start the chant that goes KK, 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 but it came out KK, 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 and like he did the awkward clap. No, he didn't. It was just the first time that he did it. And like the awkward clap was involved in that, and every time he clapped, he like stepped forward. Yeah, like it was really awkward. And so then for the rest of the summer, we started doing that to make fun of Ron, and like. We do it for everything. We'd be like, Ronnie, or like, lunchtime, like, everything was that cheer. It was good fun.
So that's really exciting.
That's also like a collective story almost now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it really is.
Really, we always say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's end the podcast.
Yeah, let's end the podcast. So
goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.